Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Good evening. What a fine episode of UFC Unfiltered. Max Holloway sits and joins us for most of the episode. We do our picks. We laugh. A few jokes miss. It happens.
Jaws are dropped throughout this arena. Nobody is sitting down.
Chasing that finish. Elbows raining down.
Oh! On the button!
Are you kidding me?
Oh, he hurt him again!
He's out!
This is UFC Unfiltered. And now, your hosts, Jim Norton and Matt Serra.
You want to talk about it?
I'm tired today.
You are tired.
Yeah.
You know what makes it worse?
Sleepy.
You know what makes it worse?
What?
Than that is that you're going to be here a little longer. Do you know why? I take accountability for being tardy.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You know what it is? Can I explain? And well, you could ease into it while explaining. Maybe somebody can give me my coffee. I'm not being a dick when I explain this. Well, we're easing into it. Matt, the champ, Max Holloway, is going to be here today.
He will be here today.
And good news, I got extra energy. So this is good, Jimmy. It'll level out for sure. You know, I feel your pain, though, man.
I'm just tired.
I know how it is. Dude, I know how it is. Let me tell you, Jimmy, the reason why I missed my train. People want to know. They don't want to know. It's good that you see. I like when people see the behind-the-scenes shit. Because I can get on here, and there's no reason. Jimmy wouldn't throw me under the bus. He loves me, so he's not going to say, you know, Matt, fuck, man, he's fucking 20 minutes late. Or 25, whatever it is. Probably 20. But still, you know.
23.
Actually,
it was 20.
100%. 100%. Well, you know, when I miss a train, I mean, to put it in Max Holloway terms, I mean, I'm over in Hilo, and this is the main island. You know what I mean? Like, I am an hour away. So if I miss a train, it fucks. It's not like missing the one train. It comes every two fucking how many minutes, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's not an excuse. That is, dude, you're thinking that's an excuse. And I understand, Jimmy. I would, too. I would say, dude, that's just a lame excuse. That's just being irresponsible. So this is the deal. I knew I was going to miss that 10:30 train. I just want to explain it to you. So I had Hulk with me. Hulk was there this morning. And I'm going to throw that motherfucker under the bus real quick. So I'm like, yo, it's cutting it close, but I can make this thing. I go, when's the next train? 11:22. I go, all right, I'm going to get in at fucking 12. So I know I'm not going to, that's why I said I'd be at 12:30. Anyway, Jimmy, I know it's not a great story, but this is the true story. So then Hulk goes, you know what, man, I could drive you in. I go, perfect, man. That's not a problem, Jimmy. You know, he drives me in. I can relax. I could take a nap in the car like sure. I would on the train. Hulk's a good dude. It's not like uncomfortable. So he goes, I got you. So, Jimmy, I'm taking my time now. I could have made that. I could have made the, it's actually a 10:49 train. I could have made it.
Yeah.
I could have made it. But I'm relaxing now, washing my ass, I'm washing myself in the shower, taking my time thinking of the Ashigarami and different ways to apply it. Different ways to go from Ashigarami to X guard to reverse X into the inside heel hook. That's what I'm thinking about. It's quality stuff to think about.
Sure.
You know, it's
on the train it would have been, yeah.
Jimmy, you could take all the shots. I'd never go back at you. I'm wrong. When you're wrong, you're wrong. So then I'm taking my time, Chris, the producer, because I'm thinking I missed the train.
Right.
But I didn't miss the train yet, but I'm going to miss the train if I don't hustle.
Sure.
But Hulk said he was going to drive me in. You know Hulk.
Of course.
Paul Harrison drove me in. Yes. One of Suffolk County's finest.
Sure.
You know, he's protect and serve, all that. Matt Serra, black belt. Anyway, I don't want to gas the guy up. He fucked me over today. He was going to drive me in. I would have been here plenty of time.
Well, you probably would have hit like horrific traffic anyway.
On the way back.
You can't drive. No,
either way.
On the way. No, don't be a Debbie Downer. No, I would have made it. I would have made it.
You don't want to come in driving in during the day.
Now this is not good. Everybody's turning together.
No, driving in the day is tough. Long Island, from Long Island, it's very hard.
What do you mean, today? Why today?
Just during the day. It could be in the Midtown.
Today's like a gridlock day in New York.
Put your hand up in this room. Whoever lived on Long Island. Anybody?
No.
Well, this cocksucker has for a long time.
Hold on, but I will say I've hit a lot of tracks. The worst track I've ever hit is the Cross Bronx.
No, I understand. I 100% agree with you that Long Island Expressway, that 495, boo hiss.
Sure.
You understand? But on 10 o'clock, 10:15 on a Wednesday or a Thursday, yeah, well, all right, thank you.
Right.
Am I right or am I wrong? I'm not going to touch the clipboard because Jimmy's right, because you know why I'm late. But let me tell you why I'm late. I didn't finish my story. I would have, so that Hulk's driving me in. We could bitter on if I would have been here on time. I believe I definitely would have. But all of a sudden I get out of the shower after I take my time. You know, I was thinking of Oscar Rami's. Hold on. I'm going to have to finish the story later.
Why? It's a great story.
Because we got the fucking champ coming in. Let me hit the
I'm Max
wait
is this, here.
Oh, he's got a food for me.
How are you?
I got Hawaiian host whole macadamia nuts. They're covered in white chocolate. I am hitting the applause button. What's up, man? Guys, hold on. We're all friends here. All right, is everybody smiling? Max, give me a hug. Because I see the guys behind you. You're my size. I'm a good dude. Don't give me a hug. Look, give me a hug. Good to see you, man.
Now, is this the actual belt?
Thank you so much. That is...
Or is this one that you just carry around? Hello, sir.
That's one that Josh is... hold up. That's not mine.
You got style.
So, Josh, this is not the actual.
This is
the belt that you bring around.
This is beautiful.
Your belt, the one you actually own, is in your house.
Yes, I got three of them.
Oh, you do have three? Yes, yeah. Okay. Oh, they give you a different one every time, right?
Oh, yeah. Don't bring that shit. When I heard the situation of people wasn't getting their belts, I was like, do not bring your belt to the fight. They got to give you a new one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I want a new one. If I'm winning, I want a new one every single time, you know?
Fuck, Max. If I defended my belt, I'd be thinking the same thing. I don't have these problems. I'm not the fucking one of the best to play the game. I got to find mine. Fuck. I don't know. You show it to the neighbors. Next thing you know, throw it somewhere.
Do they put your name on it?
Fuck. No, my
name. Oh, so there's no personalization on it.
Yeah, no personalization.
Okay, so they could just give it to somebody else.
They could if you
if you brought it there and left it.
They didn't leave it. Yeah, don't do it. Well, now I'm going to put my name on it. Then you just put it up.
How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
You are?
I'm doing great.
Because the last time we had you in, what was it, 10 days before you were supposed to fight Ortega.
Uh-huh.
And then you did that Bisping interview, and we just watched that again, and you didn't look particularly different to me. You just looked like maybe you were a little tired, but he saw something. Was he right when he saw something in that moment?
What did he see?
When he said that Max looked a little sleepy?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You know, we was, that was actually crazy. You know, I feel good. I feel great right now. You know, but when we got there to Vegas, I think it was 8 days out. It was after I saw you guys.
Yeah.
So we landed. It was 8 days out, and I was still eating fine. I was eating like 2,500 calories. I was drinking water. It was like after my first meal, I just started feeling like funky. You know, I don't know what it is.
Sick or tired or achy?
It was like a bunch of stuff. Yeah, it was like a bunch of stuff. And we went to the ER, and they was like, They cut out the whole part about it being a weight cutting issue, because we all know, me and you know, that UFC has my medicals. You know, everybody, the UFC checks the medicals after you check it. If it was a weight cutting problem, they would have stripped my ass. You know, that's just the way it would have went. And, you know, they did a concussion protocol and stuff, and we X'd that out. You know, we even asked my team and stuff, even asked the doctors the doctors asked us, you know, let's run a talk screen because, you know, we don't know what it is. Vegas is wild. Vegas is crazy. So it's crazy. We got an ongoing investigation right now, but that's all I can say. You know, that's all I can say about that situation.
Are you still not sure?
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, we just knocked out all the big stuff that they say it was. And then even for this fight, leading up to this fight, you know, Toronto... I did a bunch of testing in L.A. I did some testing in Vegas. I did some testing in Hawaii and Toronto. The athletic commission got all that testing, so making sure we pass some certain tests they want me to pass. And we're passing it, and we get to fight now.
So did, and they did like head and brain scans and all that head, stuff. Yeah, they do, right? Yeah.
Head, brain scan, control my body stuff, you know, like testing like eye vision and whatever, all this kind of crazy testing stuff that's fun, but... yeah, it's cool.
How scared were you, like, when that's happening and you don't know exactly what it is? At one point, you're like, "Oh fuck, they're gonna find something that I didn't see coming."
You know, I wasn't. You can ask this guy. This guy was with me the whole time. I wasn't that scared. You know, I got conned to go into the ER room. These guys, punch him in the face. Yeah.
Oh, they're looking out for you.
Yeah, nah, they are. That's why I love them. You know, even UFC. Like, they told me after that interview, they was like, you know what? After that Michael Bisping thing interview, whatever, I got called out. I did the open workout, and then I went, and then they was like, "Oh, you got more media." I was like, "What?" I have all my media write down. Like we look at the stuff and we plan out our day for the media and stuff, and didn't have nothing. I was looking at my schedule. Like, there's nothing. I was like, "Oh, UFC just put it on," and then we ended up. Pulling up to the ER room, I was like, gotcha. Catfished.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah,
that is
good. That was good. That was
the fucking
good.
Applause button. Who came up with that? Who's the man? Hey, listen, right, how else are you going to get him there? Stubborn,
yeah,
right? Stubborn.
I was fighting them. Yeah, like, I'm fine. And you know, I'm glad they did. You know, it's a help. You know, it was out of my control. You know, if I was my, like I said, I tell people all the time, this is the gladiator day. I would have showed up every single damn time.
Yeah.
You know, but. Doctors, these doctors stepping in and people stepping in for me. So it is what it is.
Was there a point where you start to feel better? Like, were you like, it's almost like when you call out sick from school and then like an hour later you feel better. So a day or two later, did you feel completely well or did you not feel good for a little while?
It took a little while to shake. You know, I don't know what it was exactly.
Like a week, a month?
I'm not too sure. You know, I can't think about it. I try not to think about it too much because this last couple of times was kind of crazy. You know, I actually was talking about depression. You know, I didn't even know what depression was before. You know, I thought depression was like, you know, stop feeling bad for yourself. Yeah. And I kind of went through it, you know, with this, having the year I had last year and then this year, it's like, it's kind of crazy, you know, but, you know, I'm here to say, you know, the only way to get out of that is to bless yourself. You bless yourself, you know, one-on-one, it's you. You continue to bless yourself and climb out of it. You can get out of it, and don't be scared to ask people for help.
Did you try therapy or did you try medication?
No medication. Yeah, no medication at all. My medication was just being with my son. You know, like you can ask anybody. You can ask these guys here. You know, everybody was trying to reach out to me. If I didn't want to talk to you at this like a month or 2 months or so, if I didn't want to talk to you, I wouldn't talk to you unless I called you. You know,
yeah.
People blowing up my phone and whatever. And I didn't talk to no one. You know, I just had my son, had my family. And then I was like, what the hell am I doing? You know, this is not something you fight alone. You know, you got to bless yourself for sure. Yeah, get you to that point, and you realize that, you need other people. And, you know, I got great people in my life.
So you were depressed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone through depression before?
That was my first time.
First time.
Like I said, I didn't know what depression was. You know, I saw people be depressed. Like, what are you sad for? You living, you happy. And then, you know, smack. You got stuff. Yeah. What is a smack button on that?
Sometimes, like, depression and anxiety, I feel. I think when Jimmy talks about therapy, I felt that training is a form of therapy.
Oh, yeah.
I feel.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know that for myself. That helped me a lot.
Yeah. I love the... I wasn't going to the gym too much. I had to stay away, of course. They told me not to do nothing. So I was tough, too, when they told me, don't train. You know, we don't know what's going on. Don't, you know, stay away from the gym and stuff. But I love training. You know, we got a mat on the floor, and you walk in, you know, it's a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu mat.
Yeah.
Leave your ego at the door, you know, and that's it. You know, that's it. You go in there, it's all my problems go away all the time. I tell people.
Forgive me if we asked you before, but being from Hawaii, you surf or no?
Yeah, I surf.
You're big on the surfing?
Not real huge. I got a bunch of pro surfers, friends like Zeke Lau and Keanu Singh, the Moniz brothers right now.
So it's not a big pastime for you? Or not
no,
really?
No. I'm more of a... Like, I play video games.
Yeah.
I love
dude, we could talk about that.
Yeah, I love...
guys are like...
Did you play Red Dead Redemption?
I did a little bit. Yeah, I only got to play a little bit. In
I tried
camp.
It. I saw. I just kept punching the horse. Like
I just waiting for the online to come. Like, I'm not a story mode kind of guy. I just want to play online because it's like it's an olden day Grand Theft Auto. That's what it is. You know,
yes.
you couple of your boys, you round up, and let's go, boys. You
that's
know,
with
it's
the,
time to cause havoc.
With the online?
The online, you'd be able to, it's going to be a Grand Theft Auto, just with horses and stuff.
Is that how it works, where they release a version where it's kind of just the game, and you, like you said, it's a slow build, and then they have the online version that comes out later?
Yeah, so, Grand Theft Auto got us, the Grand Theft Auto 5. So when they first came out, all of us got it. Like, think so. Yeah. They were saying, like, online was going to come in, but it was so crazy how big the online, like, was turning out to be. They kept on pushing it back. So it didn't come out until, like, maybe a month or two after, maybe even 3 months. I don't know.
Yeah.
A couple months after. And then, but it's so fun. Like, the online, you do missions. You get your friend, talk shit. You make I got a YouTube, we got a YouTube page, The Brodies.
Oh,
me and
yeah?
my boy, yeah, we me and one of my friends, and we got a bunch of Grand Theft Auto videos on there that you guys would like. We got Fortnite in two and whatever, and Rainbow Six.
You have to. I don't know if you have yet, and these guys know where I'm going with this. Have you tried the HTC Vive? The virtual reality thing?
No, I have not.
My man, you have to do Nerdgasm. It's the best thing ever. I don't play my Xbox anymore. I don't fucking tell. I'm 44 years old. That's going to be a soundbite. Matt Sarah doesn't play his Xbox anymore. I put it away. I know this sounds pathetic, guys. Don't lose respect for me. So I'm still dangerous. But listen to me. Max, I'm telling you, I love video games. I don't play. You cannot play it anymore after you play this fucking Vive. And guys, this is breaking news. You know, there's a rumor has it that Santa might be bringing me the Vive Pro. I think my wife's
coming. What's the difference?
Jimmy, I think it's better quality, and I'm having controller problems with my left. Danny, but listen, let's get the champion.
But don't you get dizzy playing that? Maybe nauseous.
Oh, it's so much fucking fun. Do you ever play PUBG on the, like, the, you drop from the helicopter. It's and it's like the perimeter gets smaller. You have to find weapons on the island. Last man standing, the battle royale.
Yeah.
You do that with
Centipede,
this
Space Jimmy, Invaders.
Stop.
What? There are other games.
Fucking Q-Bert, Frogger. No, listen. That's the last game he played was this Pac-Man. No. But they fucking, this thing is just, dude, you're so in the game. You put on the, when you put on the helmet and you hold the controllers, it's like you have two hands. You see your hands. So when you go and you pick up these guns, you use your hand. You pull the trigger, you pick it up, you take the, you just, you all use the other hand to steady it. Dude, I listen.
Nah,
I know I sound like a psychopath.
No.
So much fucking fun.
I watch people like, I think so, like, oh yeah, they're over a ledge and they're like, falling down.
Dude, I went into walls before and shit. I almost broke my wedding picture because there's a game Gorn when you're in an arena and you're swinging with swords and shit. So, I mean, I tell my kids, don't. Go to Hug Daddy when I'm playing. I can knock you out. Imagine that. I'm on the news. My kid is a black guy. So I tell them to stay away. So this one time I cracked into my wedding picture. I got to do this thing in my basement. I got to set it up. But because you could, that you know when you're going out of bounds, you got a little space to walk, but it's with the controller, like you can go all over the fucking place.
It's also a great excuse, though, if you want to break something.
Exactly.
I'm playing the Vive. I didn't mean to smash our wedding photo. That was a mistake.
Happened to be the same day she pissed me off about not putting out the garbage. I fucking smashed that thing.
Yeah.
But hold on, let me do the boo button for my fucking lemon fucking joke. Why? Let me do the car crash.
It was okay. You were a little angry. I didn't know you were kidding.
Can we just point out to the UFC Unfiltered Army, which deserves a boo in itself, but that's that fucking thing, that the champ is wearing a Public Enemy shirt. That's a fucking applause.
Yeah.
You know they came from Freeport, Long Island, which is a town away from where I grew up. Yeah, East Meadow, Long Island. And that's what I used to do. That, talk about old school, Max. I mean, that I used to listen to Public Enemy when I used to drink fucking 40s with my buddies in this place called The Pit, and I was 15, 16 years old. This might not be entertaining for everybody.
It's not true.
This is true.
Hair for
this
the head.
Fuck, man. Fear of a Black Planet. Everything, man.
Oh, did you ever see Flavor Flav's show?
What, he's dating Bridget Nielsen?
Yeah, I love that.
That was a fucking, that's a car wreck. That fucking show.
Are you a big Public Enemy fan, or did you just like the sweatshirt?
I like the sweatshirt, yeah. And
he's got
cool.
style,
they're
man.
Dope.
Do you like old hip-hop more than new hip-hop or no?
I don't have a genre of music, actually. I like a lot. Like I just like a song, you know? Like somebody could play me a song and be like, oh, that's dope, you know?
So when you train, do you listen to like different stuff? Will you have like a mix of everything, or is there one thing you listen to when you train?
I don't really control when we train and stuff. We got some of the guys that they know what they want to listen to. Like, I don't care. I always tell them, like, you don't have music on when you fight. What the hell you have your music on when you're training?
I guess that's a good point.
Oh, yeah. People don't like the music on when they're training. Henzo was big on that. And Ricardo followed.
No music?
I like music. I'm a fucking nut. I'll put on some fucking shit real quick.
But you don't have
it makes me excited.
Fight.
It amps me up. It's energy. Yeah, music is energy, Chris the producer.
I hear you, man.
You know, I love some Public Enemy, man. Welcome to the Terror Dome. I used to fucking, I'll punch my fucking mother in the face the next one. I'm just kidding. My mother died.
If my mom signed the contract and she's standing against me, I'll punch someone in the face.
Dude, because you're a fucking warrior, man. I love it. I don't realize that I don't have style until I see a guy like Max walk in the room with his sneakers that are gold and his white pants and his gold chains and his Public Enemy. That's when I realize that I'm kind of lacking in the style department.
Why? I think you look very stylish.
I got a Reebok hoodie on. Yeah.
Perfect.
I like that.
Official sponsor of the UFC.
Yeah.
Company man.
I should get some extra bones from them from always wearing their shit.
Yep.
All right, let's get back to Max being in studio.
No video here, so no one sees you wearing it.
That's true.
That's the problem.
It's comfortable.
Hey, Max, I wanted to ask you, too. There was a because you were ready to step in on very, very short notice to fight Khabib. And how close were you to getting there, and how far out was it were you when they stopped you?
We was right there. We was right there. I was about to make it.
Was it a 31-pound loss in how long a period of time?
5 days we had, right? What was the weigh-in? Four days. 5-4 days to make the weigh-in. We made. I was right there.
You were.
He was right there, and everybody keep telling me, "Congratulations!" Like, are you crazy to be fighting Khabib on whatever? It's 4, 5 days, 6 days. I was like, Khabib's crazy taking the fight. Dude's fighting me, bro. Come on, get it right.
I like that shit. I fucking love that shit. I love that shit.
That dude fighting me. So at the end of the day, we was right there, though. But you know what happened was that thing. Like, everybody found, like, the commission, you know, New York commission really was already hard to get here. And then somebody drops the stuff saying, oh, Max cutting X amount of pounds, whatever. And then they came to me on the weigh-in day, and they said, oh, we're going to check you. We're going to come in, check your vitals. And whatever and blah, blah, blah. So Thursday morning, they checked me fine. In the afternoon, fine. Right before I start the camp, cut fine. Right before we was going to make it, they came in and they was like, oh, yeah, you don't look too good. I look like someone cutting weight. They was like, you don't look too good.
You never look good cutting weight, though.
You're going to cut it. And then I was like, we're right there, whatever. You make the weight. He's like, yeah, you can. Go ahead. But then we're not going to let you fight. I was like,
and that commission, by the way, sorry, man, the New York commission, I get with you protecting fighters, but they seem like they make things difficult. They fuck Paul Felder, too, where they say he wasn't ranked, he couldn't fight. It's like they really don't make the best decisions.
But at the end of the day, it's their job. You know, it's their job. They're not going to sit here and tell you how to talk on your podcast. They're not going to tell me how to fight. You know, it's just they have that one point of their job, and, you know, they're looking out for us, you know. So at the end of the day, you know, some guys is on the fence with them and other guys on the different side of the fence. So,
yeah,
you know, it's just commission is a commission. You know, you go anywhere, you can pick out bad and this and that. But, you know, no disrespect to them. They did an educated call, and what they learned and what they know, maybe they was taught different in a different world. So whatever.
That's a healthy attitude. See, that's why Max will live to be 97, because you kind of let this stuff fucking stress just go off. That's a healthy way to be. That's probably a Hawaiian attitude, right? Hawaiians are known to be very laid back and mellow, right?
Yeah, very laid back, very mellow. And then if you go ahead and take my cupcake, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Oh yeah, of course. There's definitely a shin to the mouth to be taken, but I mean, I mean, just general problems in life.
Yeah, for sure.
So I was just gonna say, huge, you know, courage, nuts, or whatever you want to call it, to step up like that to fight Khabib. Guys, other guys, you know, were on that card and stuff like that, and other guys passed on it. You know what I mean? And you stepped up to do that. There was never a second thought. It was there.
No, never, ever. I called up my coach, my head coach, Ryan Lazarus. I love the guy. You know, he's I owe that guy a lot in life. And his daughter just gave birth, what, 1 day? 2 days ago? 2 days before the fight? Oh. And, like, they was leaving and this is April Fool's. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So they was leaving, hospital. Yeah, they was leaving the hospital, and I called him. And I was like, hey, it's not April Fool's. And I tell you again, it's not April Fool's, man. Like, I need you. Like, we're going to fight Khabib. And he's like, cool. He's like, I got to, like, he's like, I got to tell my wife, we're just leaving the hospital now. Because we had to get on a plane at night, you know? So, and I was like, okay, call me back. He calls me back. He's like, yeah, my wife said she's going to kill me, but I'll see you at the airport.
That's a ride or die right there. Yeah, that's a buddy for life.
Hey, Tiff Lazarus,
that dude steps up, man.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Well, the attitude too, man. Matt's talked about this too. The attitude was that, hey, not only do you have to deal with Khabib, but he has to deal with you.
Me.
And you're both equally unprepared for each other. He didn't train for you. You're not trained for him.
So exactly.
The only advantage he has is he's coming off a camp. He was ready to fight.
But if,
that's a huge fucking advantage, though. I mean, for anybody, it is.
But at the end of the day, if you believe you're a fighter, you know, this pound for pound stuff or whatever, you know, weight doesn't matter. Condition doesn't matter. Imagine me and Sarah in the older days walking, bumping into each other. And I'd be like, hey, hold up. Let me grab this scale. We need to, you're not in my weight class. No, you want to be the pound for pound greatest of all time? You got to be willing to fight people. That's just how it goes, you know, on any day's notice, you know, like, that's just what I am. I a lot of my fights before, I said it before, I think the first Aldo fight is the fight that I actually caught up where I was like, even or I just passed of having booked fights. A lot of my fights in the UFC was short notice fights, and not that much people, knew that. But I'm like, that's why I want to be one of the best fighters in the world. You know, you gotta be willing to fight.
Are you always walking around in pretty good shape? You never get sloppy.
Yeah. I feel pretty good. I always try to be pretty good, like how you said. Like I always try to be pretty good. You know, the injury and stuff after the. Yeah. My ankle, after I hurt the ankle early, whatever, that was like whatever, but it is what it is.
Like, was your endurance and your work, I've seen clips and I've heard like you work crazy hard, but was endurance always your strong suit? Or is it something you really just put a lot of work?
Yeah, it was just, I think so, it was just cardio. Yeah. It was just, I could just like.
That's huge, man.
My main thing was this, I just always wanted to outwork you. I wasn't the fastest. Yeah. I wasn't the strongest. I was like the smallest kid all the time. Yeah. And I always wanted to like just show guys like, hey, you might be faster than me, but I'll outwork you no matter what. Like people going to quit. You know what I mean? And whatever, you better hope so you don't have 1 ounce of quit in me because because I will bring it out of you and you're going to find out the hard way.
The thing about stepping up, especially without a camp, because when you mentioned that, like without a camp and being a guy that fought, and I know what you're saying, as far as being a martial artist and fighting. I personally, I always feel ready to go. That's not the problem. But when I was fighting professionally, I'd be like, yo, I would never be afraid of getting hurt, but I would be afraid of getting tired. I don't want to get tired in there because you get tired in there.
You doing that, getting afraid of getting tired, you get tired.
No, I hear what you're saying. But my point, I didn't really finish. I'm sorry. Is what getting like if I took it on short? Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah. But no, man, I'll get tired. Yeah. I need a training camp. That's what I'm saying. Like, if somebody offered me that, I'd be like, yo, look, I'll fight any motherfucker, but yeah, I want a camp. If I'm fighting on a world stage, I don't want to get tired and look like shit and be like, oh, but I'm better if you give me 6 weeks. I understand. Yeah. I mean, listen, same motherfucker bumps me in the street. Yeah. Chances are, unless we're in a warehouse, the shit's going to – I can defend myself until the cops come. I don't know, Max.
Dude.
But my point is that to take that shit on short notice, it's more than – like, that's extra balls. Like, my Master Henzo's like that. Dude will fucking take off. I'm like, Henzo, did you get a good camp in? He'd be like, yes. And I'll be like, all right, fuck, who am I to argue? Yeah. Guy goes over and fights. And
you see guys do it, though, where they take it on short notice or where they don't take it where it's a mistake. Like, I thought Jose Aldo made a mistake when he didn't take Conor on short notice because the chance never came back. But I thought Frankie fighting Ortega, because he was next in line for you, I thought that everybody loves Frankie for that reason, but why would you take that chance?
Yeah, we just, some people cut from a different cloth, and he's cut from a champion cloth, that's what champions do. You know, he's a champ. He's ready to fight whoever, he'd be ready. Yeah. Like, even when, Aldo stepped up the second time last December when I fought him for me, and it's just champ, it's a champ mindset,
Yeah, and that's the perfect thing, the champ mindset. Like, if you went and that fight went through with Khabib, and something went terribly wrong. Oh man, but he was already champ, and why did he have to risk that, this and that?
You go in there and
take him out. Yeah. You're like fucking Brad Pitt and Troy.
Yeah,
is what you're like. They're gonna remember your fucking name. Is what they're gonna do. Hell's yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
You or else Jimmy is like that little kid who goes, "You're getting that guy's big," and nobody's not Jimmy. Oh, yeah. Well, you see the movie Troy?
I
little,
did not.
The little kid.
That's
the
why
little,
no one will remember your name.
I know.
He just gets done smashing some chick, and fucking his little kid's like, "Hey, they're waiting for you on the beach," and he's like, "All right, let me get my fucking trousers on."
I tried
on.
To warn him that guy's big. He'll give you a spinning back fist.
Fuck! You're spinning back fist, you motherfucker! How dare you below the belt? I got that motherfucker back.
I know you
did. I got him back. Oh, I cracked his head. I fucking cracked it. I'm sorry, guys. Is everybody here still? Did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
I thought I was talking in my head. Max, I'm so happy you're here.
No, I'm so happy to be here.
So do you like these press days or do you not like them?
I'll tell you what I like, by the way. Thank you so much for the macadamia
nuts.
Yeah,
try it.
I was about to open it up right now. I was about to open up for me and Jimmy.
No, try it now.
And
I'm
then
good.
I thought, my wife doesn't listen to every episode.
I won't have it.
Listen to me really quick. Back me up in this, Max. Please. My wife loves macadamias. I could be a hero tonight and get some action. Well, I could say, hey, honey, you know, I was walking around the city around Fifth Avenue. And I know you love macadamia nuts, honey. That's what I thought of. And she'd be like, "Oh, you shouldn't have. You thought of me." I go, "Honey, of course. When do I not think of you? I got three kids, you know. And you know, she's running around all day. Jimmy, this could.
Oh, I don't want any. So you bring him
what?
Home. I won't. I'm trying to lose weight. So bring him home.
Getting fucking laid tonight. Yeah. I'm getting laid tonight.
I am too, but I'm just paying for it.
Fucking
Jimmy. Yeah.
We have company, Jimmy.
Yeah. Well, they know.
I'm sorry, guys. But I will open them if you. But you're dieting. You can't.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't want some.
Chris, the producer, doesn't want any.
Oh, okay. So we're save good. It, yeah.
All right. Thank you,
candlelight
though.
Candlelight.
Thank
you. And roses. You need to get roses.
I'm thanking you tonight, and I'll thank you tomorrow, too.
So, are you a romantic guy? I'll ask you, but forget it. Are you a romantic guy?
Fucking worst fucking question. No, I did not ask this question.
Yeah,
are you a romantic guy?
Are you or no?
I'm a lover boy.
You
are,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of guys, like, you see a guy, and usually they're just the opposite of the way you think they're going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, things Jimmy. Like you're tough and whatever. I'm a big baby, actually. But, you know, when it comes to fighting, you get locked in the octagon. That's a different story. But, yeah, I'm
girls love that shit. Wait, now you're married? Or
no, single, yeah.
Girls love that shit.
Yeah.
The fucking guy's a dangerous motherfucker. Yeah. One of the most dangerous on the planet. But how is he behind the closed door? He's a teddy bear? Oh, my goodness.
Brings me flowers.
Are you kidding me?
He cooks.
Are you kidding me, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Guys.
Oh, yeah.
No wonder why you want to hang out with this guy. Look
at
this.
That's the difference. Now, I'm not a fighter.
Right?
But I am selfish and out of shape. So I have all three.
You know? Great father. Look at this guy. Dude, you better be able to fight him off is what you have to do. Fucking...
Why, that was cute.
Crickets.
No,
is what I hit.
Come on, man.
I hit crickets.
Car crash.
They can't be fucking.
That's much better.
They can't be all out of the fucking park,
that's
guys.
Okay, that was a ground ball foul. Know? It happens. It happens.
I'm happy for him. But I listen, I'm happy for me.
So, do you like doing these, or do you, when press day comes, do you kind of dread it? Or is it one of those things that you like?
Actually, I like it. You know,
you do.
This is how you promote the fight. You know, Everybody was like, "Oh, I want this, I want that. Why is this fighter getting that? Why is this deal coming here?" Like, put in the work. You know, it's like, "Oh, you want to do an interview? I don't want to do an interview." You know, it's like there's certain times when you need to do media and times when you don't need to. And, you know, UFC been planning it pretty smart with us, you know, and I think it's important. You know, I think it's important. You want to get your name out there. It comes with the animal. This comes with the beast, you know, This all comes together. It's go hand in hand. Everybody just wants to be a fighter or whatever, but then when you're out in public, I see people getting mad. You know, like, people always tell me, "Oh, aren't you mad that people want to take pictures, this and that?" I'm like, "No, I knew it. Like, that means I'm doing something good. Imagine being the champion of the world. No one asks you for a picture. You feel like shit. You know what I mean?"
Yeah, you walk through the airport. Go right through, sir. You're like, fuck.
You're wearing your belt and shit like Tim Sylvia back in the day. You know that fucker wore that shit to, like, bars and stuff. Just like, ladies. They're looking at that big dude. Anybody else here? Welterweight? Anybody? Anyway, forget that guy. I'm not friends with everybody.
Yeah.
But, Max, what I was going to say is, your Conor versus Khabib. Uh-huh. I'm sure you've seen it.
Uh-huh.
Thoughts?
Uh-huh. The fight. I thought everybody keep giving Conor a hard time. I thought he did pretty good.
Yeah.
He was actually his game plan. I think so. I supported his game plan. Like, I was like, "Oh, his game plan is pretty smart." But Khabib was just like half a second faster, half a step ahead. You know, it was just right there. You know, and then. When he had Khabib, like, slugging him in the third round, I was like, "Ooh, no, go back. You know, go back to doing your thing." But I thought the fight for me, I thought it was good. You know, everybody thinks Conor got smashed and this and that, but it is what it is. I thought it was a good fight. I thought they both fought well, and I thought it was a sick fight.
And you, Conor sent you a nice comment on Twitter, because you guys had gone back and forth.
But, oh, yeah.
You know, that does that mean something to you when somebody, especially a rival, does that?
Oh, yeah. These guys are great dudes, you know. Like, you know, Conor and Khabib, you know. Yeah, a lot of fighters in here is great dudes, you know. And for him to, like I said, it's a championship mindset, you know what I mean? Whatever we had, with the beef, whatever you want to call it, him reaching out during that fight week and during my times and saying, like, oh, nobody's asking how the champ is, that was pretty dope. That was pretty cool of him.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't
even
know that.
Yeah, yeah, he sent out a nice thing on Twitter, and you responded, and of course, there's always talking. You're not going to look past Brian Ortega. Uh-huh. You can't. But then, of course, people wonder, well, what about going to 155? Is there any desire to do that?
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, my goal in here, I always wanted to be a champ. You know, I'm a champ now. I got a defense. You know, we got a defense. Another defense coming up. Like you said, we're trying to not look too far ahead, but the next goal is to be the number one pound-for-pound guy in the world, you know? And if it's to go up a weight class, because I know there's a guy up there that's up a weight class that's in front of me in the pound-for-pound, then that's the route, you know? Or if it's defending my belt, they want me to defend three more times to make me move up rankings, then that's it, you know? Or to go up three weight classes, fight somebody and get me up. Whatever it is, I want to be the number one pound-for-pound baddest man alive walking the planet, and I leave no questions.
So that does mean something to you, because a lot of guys won't admit that it means something to them that ranking happens. But to you, I think, what are you, number five? Is that correct?
Yeah, I think I'm number five. Yeah, number five at the time. But it, you know, right? It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean to me right now, because you're not number one.
Right.
If you're not number one, then what is it? Like, all this talk going about like number one contenders and this and that and like whatever, people saying like, oh, I'm the number one contender. I'm like, dude, you're second place. You know what I mean? I'm the champion. I have the gold belt. You know, there's only one thing, only one place matters. That's the champion. You know.
And I think you're third longest win streak after Silva and Demetrius Johnson. Is that right?
I know
you're on a 12 game winning streak.
I know stuff. Demetrius did 13.
Yeah.
And Silva did 13 too, right?
Anderson was at 16. 16. So the most, and then it's GSP and Demetrius, and then it's
fourth. Okay.
Dope. That's
now,
it.
Being a single guy, do you ever try those dating sites, or is that just ridiculous for a famous person?
Nah, yeah.
You don't even need that shit.
I did not try a date site.
No?
When you got Instagram.
I would just go I should go on Tinder and just put your abs. That's all I would do. I would just get women. I would show myself off.
I didn't lose that much weight, and I'm married. Who are you talking to?
You.
Oh, no, I'm married.
Oh, I forgot. Happily married man, yeah.
Yes.
Not the same.
Even more happily after these white chocolate macadamia nuts. Can't be. I'm excited about it. It's... I'm married 11 years.
Yeah, I understand. You certainly do.
We're going to break out the outfits without some... I'm sorry, everybody. Let's get back to some fighting.
All right, so wait. Instagram is where you meet girls. That's a great place because you can see someone's real life. No, but you see a real... It's better than just a random Twitter message.
This is the problem, though.
Nah,
right?
I'd rather meet some... I just joking. You know? Instagram is Instagram. I'm like, you know, even KD said it before. You know, here and there, I might slide in, you know, throw a couple fire flames here and there.
Absolutely.
But, hey, you know, I'm a kid. I'm still a kid. I don't care. But at the end of the day, the best ones is like... You know, in person, and somebody who don't know what fighting is, that's cool. I'm like, that's dope.
Yeah, because you're a good-looking guy. I need them. I need every bit of ammunition I have. Like, I'll literally lay out bank statements when I'm talking to a girl.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, what is this? What is this $250 charge at 3 o'clock in the morning? What are you doing?
I don't know. She was a young lady in trouble. She needed help with her college.
Did you ever use that, Jimmy? You ever go Google me?
No, Google is not my friend.
Some sick shit comes up?
Google is never my friend. But then again, Google lets people know who you are, so then there's like a lot of things you don't have to explain. Like, if somebody Googles you and still likes you, then you're okay. Then you're in good shape. When you've lived my life, yeah, you're in good shape.
Oh, by the way, I was on that Geek Show Collider the other day, and this has something to do with this, everybody. And that girl says she was just co-hosting with you. Roxy, her name is.
Roxy, I like her very much.
I know.
I tried to get her to go out with me.
I know, you were. And can I tell everybody why she won't go out with Jimmy?
Yes.
Well, she seems very cool, and she's into the same shit. She said she brought up that geek show to you, and you didn't even know what it was, first of all. And she said your friend Matt's into it. You're like, oh, I love Matt. That's good. You love me.
Of course I do.
Anyway, this girl's on this geek show, and she
Roxy Stryer.
Yes, Roxy. Yeah, very cool.
Very
girl.
Cute girl.
And she's a cute girl. Yeah, very attractive. Lovely. She will not go out with Jimmy because she goes, yeah, but I heard he's into like peeing on girls.
No.
You know what I mean?
Peeing on anybody? That's terrible. I'm the recipient. Oh, how did she get that wrong?
Why is your entourage leaving?
What? They all get it.
Josh, he's into peeing on people. She said
she's incorrect. She could have just asked me. I would have told her.
But she said you might be interested in that area, but the pee thing turned her off. I'm just letting you know.
That's understandable.
Is this on air?
Yes,
okay,
it is.
Keep going.
She would have bored me anyway.
Max, listen, you do a lot of these. We got to break up the fucking rhythm a little bit. It's the same old questions.
Yeah, I know. I actually like this. I hear personal life. I know some personal life. Yeah. And then you guys putting me on the fence. Like, look, Max, I'm gonna have a new goal list next year. It's like, not what to do.
Take a good look. Take a good look at both of us. Yeah. Like, bro, listen, you're gonna go one way or it's gonna be a left or a right in your future.
Yeah.
A fucking deviant. Fucking peeing on people. No, I don't know. Jury's out on that. We don't know if that's happening. Or what happens behind closed doors? Well, you know, me. I don't know. I'm out of my fucking mind.
Wait, dude, why are you peeing on Matt right now?
Jimmy, put that away. Yes. It's a fucking radio.
A delicious beginning to your macadamia nuts. Yeah, that Google. So that's where Google can be good or where it can be bad. Oh. But if you're a fighter, you know, if you live, you know, Max Holloway's life, Google is amazing because they can see all these accomplishments. They can see you fight. I mean, believe me, if I was you, I would love Google. But for me, it's a necessity just so they can get through that first date.
I was going to ask, did you watch the Tito and Chuck fight the other day?
I did not. No? I saw the highlight. I saw the highlight, but yeah.
It's kind of upsetting to me.
Yeah,
it's
it was.
I love
Chuck
too.
Yeah, I like Chuck.
I love Chuck. You know, Tito's all right. You know.
I like Chuck. Yeah, Tito's all right, but I like Chuck a lot.
Chuck's
too.
Awesome. An awesome
and
person.
See. But even like the open. Once I saw the open workout, I was like, man, come on.
You know, but
it's so hard. It's so hard to tell like a guy like that's all he does. You know, imagine waking up and someone tells you can't fight
so
no
much.
More. You know, like I don't know. I hopefully when I get to that point in my life, I can deal with it. But then it's hard because we all, you know, like you've been a point there, I'm sure. Yeah. You ever came to a point where, should I retire? Should
I was repping this morning. I was getting out of Ashigaramis all morning. Motherfuckers attacking legs.
Yeah,
I'm taking a couple footlocks. No, I need it. I need to be on the mats and stuff. But I'm lucky, man. I was an equal teacher and fighter. I have my schools forever and I love my jiu-jitsu. And I get to hang out with Jimmy now.
Yeah, it's a fun gig.
Isn't it fun, Jimmy?
Sure.
Is he making faces behind my back when I say
Why would
this?
I do that?
Jimmy, put it away.
Get his dick back out. But no one was a couple of things with that fight. One is what's one. I do believe Chuck. If you heard him afterwards, he said that. You know he was. Well, I don't like when he said he felt good in there and stuff because feeling good and looking is obviously two different things. I love the guy. I don't want to take shots at him. I know he truly enjoyed it. It was probably being in there is reliving. Like
their
almost
life.
Like throwing one of these like jocks on but it's different. Like throwing back in a football field or something. Like, he was just reliving everything.
Athletes never want to retire.
But when he went out though, Jimmy, when they asked about the thing, he goes, "Oh, I don't think it was a bad knockout." You know, I remembered all the questions. This is his like saying like he's softening it. It's one thing to have a good attitude about it, but he's softening it so much that he's like, "Oh, it's you know, it wasn't that bad." I remember all the questions in between.
He probably wants to fight again. That's probably his way of saying I want to fight.
But he's face first in the mat, like it's literally he's out. There's pictures of him just out. No, that's not a good thing. Like, and for the people that say, well, listen, a grown man can do what he wants. All right, that's cool that you're championing him, his rights as his freedom as a man. Don't you want to see that same man be able to throw a ball with his kid in a couple of years and stuff?
Yep.
Do you want to end up like Melvin Taylor or somebody? The first
Meldrick.
One.
That guy, Taylor? I'm thinking of Meldrick Taylor, the fighter.
That's who I meant.
Okay.
I want to boo me, but that's
don't boo you. You
shit.
Said Melvin is an MMA.
That's what I meant. You know, his name's close. I didn't say Bob.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I want to be. When I'm done fighting, I want to be able to enjoy, you know, the. That's why I had my. Yeah. It's so funny. That's why I had my son so young. You know, I didn't know. You know, so like when I was graduating, I was like telling people I'm gonna have a kid when I'm 18, and they're like, "You're crazy," and, you know, like, whatever. I had him when I was
your little mini
20.
Mini.
Yeah, I had him when I was 20 though. I was 19.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I just turned 20, and then
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's why. But that was one of my things because I wanted to be young. I was like, I want to be young. I want to make sure that I can like run around with this guy. That's not so knowing awesome. That I could have had him at like 30 and still do those things.
So you were kind of like planning.
I was planning too far ahead.
You were planning though to have your child?
I want that. Yeah. I wasn't planning. But I didn't you even really... have a, I just said I want a kid at 18 and no.
That is so. But awesome.
That's what I told myself. I was like, I want a kid because I want to be able to like check him when we playing football that or is... something, or throwing football or something like, and compete with him. Like I want to compete
so...
with you.
That's so awesome.
But that's the thing I think about fighting now. You know, even like. That whatever, back to the health scare, the last one, you know, it's like the main thing is like I know I'm just happy I'm good because I want more kids too at some awesome. Point in life, but I want to be
young
there,
enough.
I want to be there with my son and be able to throw a ball. Like people take those small things for granted, you know, be able to play video games with my son. Like some people like they
some work. People will never feel that.
No, not at all.
Fucking hell! What an asshole I am.
Why?
Because you're never going to feel the love between yourself and a fucking offspring.
I will not. However, I chose having 25-year-old girls' asses on my face.
That is true. Listen.
That's what I chose.
It's a give and a take.
Yes.
It's a give and a take. It's a fuck.
I chose.
Wait, how old?
25-year-old girls.
Listen, stop
girls.
That shit. Husband and a father, macadamia nuts. Let's get back to business. Fucking Jimmy.
We all take our path.
We take our path.
Wild left.
I'm off the cliff.
And you owning it. It's good. Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't give a fuck. Owns it proudly. Look at him. Proudly. Who knows where he was last night? And unlike, listen, at 20 years old, I respect that. My father had me at 20. But 100% accident. I shouldn't be here right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank God they didn't abort me.
Yeah, I know. I would have not met you. And I would have had this.
I'm not a mistake, like you like to say, Jimmy. It was an accident, and it was a happy accident.
Sure, it was.
Happy surprise.
A happy surprise.
Don't ever call me a mistake.
I would never call you that. Not even when you're 25 minutes late.
Is that the first thing you say? Is that I shouldn't be here?
No, you should be here.
Thank you so much. A lot of people like me.
I know.
All right, guys, let's get back to fucking business.
So, Jimmy, by the way, have you thought about after fight plans? We have DC when he comes in, and it's like he's such a good he's a good announcer. You know, Dominic Cruz. These guys are segueing kind of while they're fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you thought of that you would want to do after fighting?
You guys think DC is good? Whoa,
what's that?
Whoa,
you
think DC is good at commentating or being an analyst?
Well, you don't think so?
No, I'm just saying. He's all right, you know, but. The boy, like DC, is scared to lose a job to someone, and
have you
someone
done it?
Is one.
Wait, you've done it? You've done
I just give it. Every time I always do like whenever I gotta do Fox Sports 1 and stuff with him, he's like, he's trying to steal my job.
What he says? Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, DC, I'm still coming for your job. Just letting you know.
That's funny.
Do you like doing that?
Yeah, I like doing that. You know, especially, but I'm the type of guy that. I like to put my energy into one thing, you know, how DC them and stuff, like DC's, you know, he's really a GOAT, you know what I mean? He's really a GOAT. This guy's a champ, and he's do all his analyst stuff, and he teach, you know, his kids' wrestling program and a high school wrestling. Like, this guy is, like, he's a champ in life, so, you know, that's what's up.
I mean, not for nothing, 26 years old. You know what I mean? I had my first. I was getting that spinning back fist that you mentioned. That was me at 26 years old, Jimmy. You understand? He's ahead of the fucking game. Sure.
Hey, I got spinning back fist too. So
did you?
It's all right. Yeah,
is it the first one ever in UFC history that's a highlight reel to this day? Sorry, keeps me up at night at 3 a.m.
At least my
still.
Second, hey,
I'm only kidding.
If you Google my name, that picture pops up. So that's how I know that. I
got really?
Yeah. My
that
second
kept me
ever
humble
UFC
right off the
fight.
Bat. That kept me humble right off the bat, you know. Hey, and then what got my confidence back up? Oh, yeah, shocking the world. But that, again, enough of that shit. Go ahead, Jimmy.
You guys host those parties sometimes after you feel like you go and host a party, right?
Yeah, that's part of it.
What do you do at those parties? Like, what is hosting? What do you do? You just show up?
Just hang
out. Do you
out,
talk at all or
like
no?
Like this, yeah. Just hang out. Talk to them. They come talk. They come talk. They ask for pictures. They pick your mind about the fights. They keep asking. It's just us pretty much there. Yeah.
Just appear and kind of hang out and talk.
It's like you just go to a club. It's like that. You ever go to a club? It's like that.
Not very
with
often.
Everybody on your dick.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
I've gone to clubs like that.
Right, Max? Am I lying? Yeah. If you're in that club, everybody's like, oh, there's not going on. There's a nice club. They're going, where's the fucking champ? Where's Max? Did you see what he just did to Jose Aldo? Where the fuck is he? But you gotta, and that's the girls. They don't sound like this.
But you got to go. Well, the ones I did date to. But you got to go to.
It's true.
You got to go to. If you lose, you still have to go to these parties, right?
Oh, if you got after parties and stuff, yeah.
You still have to go, you have to just kind of put on a happy face because it's a gig.
It is what it is. It's life, you know? You win some, you lose some, you know? And you still got to go out. You know, what the hell you can do? Hide from the world?
Right.
It's the right attitude to have.
You know, don't hide from the world. I'd be out and about and whatever, you know? Shit happens. You know, it's a fight.
Were you surprised, by the way, just to ask you about the actual fight? Because you've had one submission loss, and it was 6 years ago. So you're obviously almost a virtually impossible guy to submit. Ortega wants, yes. And you know Ortega wants to submit, but then again, he kind of shocked everybody with his stand up against Catching Frankie, who's, again, another guy who's impossible to knock out. What do you think he's going to be looking to do against you?
You know, I really don't know. We're about to find out. You know, they think. I think he's a great fighter. I think he got great striking, like you said. He proved it in his last fight. And he's been proving it in a lot of his fights, you know? And then because like, he puts the pressure on these guys, and these guys making mistakes, and then they leave their neck out there for him. So I think so. What happened? I don't know. You know, I think so. He likes striking, but he likes jiu-jitsu. So I'm just excited. I just can't wait. You know, it's two of us. And pretty much like our prime, you know, fights like this don't really happen lately, you know. It's with the whole UFC, two young kids doing it, and this is like pretty huge for UFC. I think this is the first title fight that's the undisputed title that doesn't have the name Jose Aldo in it, so it's pretty dope.
Oh, for your division?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, specifically, are you starting in really bad positions, like? Guys on your back constantly when you're tired, guys mounted, or is it just like as a camp kind of, is it consistent? Like, is the opponent like secondary? You understand what I'm saying? Like, in other words, some camps, they're like, yo, man, if it ain't broke, why fix it? Doesn't matter who they put in front of me, I'm training this way. Maybe tailor a couple of things for what he does. And then there's other guys that they watch the tape and they're like, all right, look, man, he's good here, he's good there. We're starting in this position, that position on the floor. How much is that into it? A lot of analyzing?
We do. I do a lot of my team, we watch a lot of tape. Yeah. So my striking coach watches tape. My jiu-jitsu coach watches tape. Yeah. I watch tape. My wrestling coach watches some tape. And we all kind of sit down. And it's funny because we all like kind of see different things. It's four different people watching the same tape. And it's four different ways of like, oh, look, we saw them do this. It's like, oh, cool, I saw that too. And then other guys are like, oh, look, I didn't see that. You know, so I was like, oh, that's crazy. And now we look at it. So we do a lot of that. I actually like doing pad positions, you know. Like, because like, to me, I'm a big believer in like, you got to be put in bad, awkward positions in the gym, because if it's come to the fight when there's millions of people stuff, you're going to freak out. You know, people are going to freak out. You got to get as close. So there's a lot of ways we like training, and, you know, but then again, you know, that people keep saying, oh, yeah, Max's jiu-jitsu is not the same with Ortega's. You know, yeah, I'm not a black belt. You know, I'm sorry. But at the end of the day, just because I didn't dig deep into my bag of tricks doesn't mean you guys don't know what I got. You know, a good magician never tells someone how to do his tricks. So they got to stop me. They still got to stop me. I'm the champ. You know, come stop me.
And there's a big difference. Like, if you put Frankie and Yair Rodriguez in a grappling match, first of all, Frankie's studly everywhere. Who knows who'd win? I don't know. Yair looks pretty crafty on the floor. But he still smushed him up against the fence and beat the shit out of him. I mean, you know what I mean? It didn't matter if he could pass his guard.
Yeah,
so it is, there's a fine line with that. So you have, like, you don't have to be good enough to make him say uncle with a submission hold.
No.
You could be good enough to neutralize his jiu-jitsu to a point where you can land some nasty fucking elbows. Next thing you know, he's leaking. Next thing you know, you got an head arm choke. I mean, it is a different animal in MMA.
MMA is beautiful. That's the beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. Imagine elbow people in the face and choking them. He's like, it's beautiful.
Yeah, that does seem like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
Jimmy's like,
the painting with your elbow. But you know, Master Pedro Sauer
I love Pedro Sauer.
So even him, he even knows how it goes. You know, he always, whenever he comes into town, he always talks to me. He always like, what you guys do now is crazy. It's like, because they used to do the challenge matches before. You remember when they first came over to spread the word?
Love it.
And he's like, yeah, what you guys do now is crazy. But everybody always forget, like, oh, yeah, this guy's this or this guy's that. But we live in an era now where you punch someone, they forget, you know, they go to a brown belt. You punch someone.
Yes.
They go to a purple belt. That's you punch old, someone. Yep. And it keeps going down, you know, and they say that's all you got to do. You know, like there comes a time now where we're in an era that we all believe that, like, you got to be great at everything now. Great or pretty damn good and great or beyond. Because before it was like, you know, it was jiu-jitsu. And then the wrestlers came and the wrestlers was taking out the jiu-jitsu guys. And then. Now strikers, you know what I mean? Like now the striker guys is like being able to defend and stay on their feet and, you know, and hit people and stuff. So and MMA is so beautiful. It can go out in so many different ways. And I'm so excited that I'm a part of this era right now, the Bless era.
Yeah, so you feel right. That. Now, what will you do today after this? Will you go? When are you going to Toronto?
We leave Toronto tomorrow morning. We'll be there.
Oh, you're leaving from here?
Yeah, from here.
And you're going to go up, do some local press and...
We'll be chilling until fight week. Actually, I got we'll be doing some fun stuff. I think so. We got some things planned with my team and stuff. They all meet me up there on they be all in there on Friday. So I'll be seeing them all Friday. We got some fun stuff, and then Tuesday is fight week. We might have a press conference and stuff on Wednesday, maybe media day on Thursday, like that. So shit happens.
Do you ever go to the top of the CN Tower in Toronto? Have you been there before?
No, I haven't.
I'm afraid of heights. There's that tower. It looks like the Space Needle in Seattle, but it's about 1,100 feet or 1,000 feet. Yeah. And there's a glass floor.
Yeah.
And they have a thing called the Skywalk where you can actually go outside and they tether you and you can lean over the edge. It's like looking off the top of the Empire State Building, but leaning off the top.
You need to add that.
Look up a Skywalk. I don't know if you're afraid of heights or if you would do something.
I don't like heights, but I'll do it.
You would do it.
Well, why not?
Stuff that you're afraid of, you're okay doing like that?
Yeah, these are life experiences, you know, like, that's why I like doing stuff, with my son and stuff. Like, before I was like so crazy about, oh, saving money and doing this and doing that. But then there's nothing that can take, that life experiences is priceless, you know, doing those kind of stuff, saying that we can be somewhere or saying I was able to do this with my nephews and my niece and my son. It's like it stays with someone forever, you know what I mean? So like, I love doing some stuff like that.
That's why I spent 12 days over at Disney, Jimmy. You wonder. That's for my kids.
Oh, my gosh. You the man. Dude, that's insane. I love Disney. Every single... We went for the past 3 years, me and my son. And hopefully this year, after this one, we can go... I want to go to Disney World. I didn't go to Disney World.
I go to the one in Florida. I always confuse
them. Oh, yeah. It's
them.
Disney World. Yeah,
it's cool. Disneyland is California.
I went Disneyland in California. And then we just went to Disneyland in Japan.
You got to go to...
dope.
It was good?
Dope.
Oh, really?
Dope. The Disneyland in Japan is so dope. So they have, the here is like churros and sweets.
Yeah, yeah.
So their thing is popcorn.
I love popcorn.
Flavored popcorn.
Shit. Curry, sushi flavored?
Curry popcorn.
Throw that shit on the floor.
No, curry popcorn. Don't knock it till you try it.
What is it?
Curry.
Curry popcorn.
Oh, my gosh. One of the best things ever.
I mean, I would try it. I've never thought of it.
And then, but then they got all
you give it to me, the pigeons will love it.
You got to try it.
So did you go to Japan just to do that, or is there another reason to be there?
No, we went to Japan for Disneyland.
Well, if you go to Florida, go to Universal also. It's the movie stuff, fun as hell. And also with Island of Adventure, which is right next door. All the superheroes, they got an awesome Spider-Man ride.
Oh, that's so awesome. Much fun. I love Spider-Man.
Life memories for my kids, Jimmy. That's why I do it.
I don't have kids, but I did do 10 days in Copacabana, Brazil with some friends.
Hold on.
Four other comedians went and we hung
out. Hold on. Let me just say. Did your friends, did they have boobies?
Yeah, my men are comics.
Okay. All right. I'm not going where I thought I was going.
No.
Max, I'm going to spare you for any other.
They're just friends. We just took a nice trip to Brazil.
Yeah, a nice trip. Yeah, you in Brazil equals a fucking Netflix special is what that equals.
Yeah, it was rough. 100 milligrams of Viagra a night.
Holy Jesus.
I was out of control. But it was a fun trip. I think Disney sounds like a good time. I don't like rides or any of that shit, but I would like to go to Japan to see other stuff.
Yeah. No, it's cool. It's cool. Especially, they got like only certain foods that they sell up there or whatever. And
besides the curry popcorn, sell me on something else.
They got melon soda. Oh my God. The melon soda over there is so good.
Melon soda.
Delicious.
Do you eat sushi?
Oh, I love sushi.
Did you go to that place? There's that one place it's in a train station, Jiro or Euro.
Yeah, you got it. It's like 3 months in advance, 4 months. It's like 4 months in advance. You got
to get a reservation.
Yeah, make a reservation.
You couldn't pull any strings. There was no one you know.
I don't know. I heard his son's one is like you could get into that one. And I heard the son is just as good.
I'm sure it's the same fish, same place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't eat seafood. Or I don't eat any veggies. I'm like a bad
that's
boy.
Crazy.
Yes, you are. You gotta
crazy.
Eat
like I don't eat any eggs.
You look like you're on a seafood
come
diet.
On, mother. Oh, really? How does that one end, champ? Hey, champ, hold on a second. Everything I see,
hey,
not really kidding.
Give me a hand to hand what? David, applaud. You better not boo my ass.
Well, the fucking... hold on. All right, it's back.
It's the
hold
same
on.
Every
this is what I'll give you. I'll give you the Longo applause. It's like a slow clap. All right. Seafood. They can't all be out of the park.
It's okay.
I saw you're working.
I didn't hear
deal.
What you said. What now? Seafood. What happens after seafood? He's on a seafood diet. What do you, I don't understand.
When he sees food, nope. He eats it.
Oh, all right. I thought that was what you said.
He's doing the car crash. What a fucking prick!
Wow, what a prick! Hey, every girl that ever knows him.
They, what's it?
Google him first. Google Jimmy first.
Oh, yeah. It's an ugly scene.
Yeah.
Are you when you try, do you get paranoid about what you like? I won't eat seafood before I fly. I won't eat sushi before I fly because I'm so scared of getting like food poisoning and being sick on a plane. When you're in like fight week, do you think that way? Like there's only certain things you're going to touch just because you don't want to.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. You know, you got to be like that. You know, you don't know what's going on around you or everything, and everything that we have control on, we try to, you know, so everything we try to do is like all in-house and stuff.
What are you drinking in they gave you you have like this tumbler of a beverage. Is that just water or is that a shake?
That's a secret we can't be telling people.
Okay, but it's not water.
You don't tell people our secret. Could be water.
It could be.
Hey, could be soda.
Straight vodka.
Could be vodka.
Speaking of piss, is Machida still drinking his piss?
Huh? Was he one of those guys who thinks
it's that? Oh, what?
He's the first
was
guy.
Was he? 100% he was.
Wow.
He'd throw that shit back down like it's a shot of grappa. Bang!
But that's supposed to, isn't that a myth that does something
dude,
to you?
Well, I don't know, but... Unless it know. Gives me some fun, unless
it's
it,
waste.
It's like a super Viagra or it makes me fucking gives me super healing powers or something, fuck off.
Yeah, what does it
I'm
do?
I'm not drinking my pee.
Yeah, I think the idea was that they take it like the
Josh,
first, the first huh? pee in the morning, you drink it because it has the vitamins and whatever that. So it goes back into your body, but I really
but if
don't
your
know,
body is getting rid of it, like you said it's waste. If your yeah. body is going, get this the fuck out of here. Who
Max,
are you to go? No, no.
Don't try
in.
That shit. I'm just going to counsel you as an older
Jimmy,
fighter.
Put it away.
Not
Jimmy,
mine.
Put
I would never drink my own pee. A young lady's, however. All right, look. well, I'm a good guy.
By the way, we got like a
oh, yeah.
ton
oh,
of different
oh,
questions.
Let's ask a few.
Oh,
we can't
fan questions.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, let's ask some stuff.
All right,
stuff.
Chris, you're a big fan of the fan questions. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, people wrote in. I mean, we put some posts up on social media. UFC Unfiltered on Instagram. And
ooh.
The UFC News on Twitter.
We got it. We got some questions.
All right, yeah. I got one. All right, these are all good questions.
Oh, you got them here?
Better than the ones that we were going to ask.
Okay.
What was the first step to getting into your career for anyone that might want to follow that path? That's for Yancy Fonseca.
Oh, come on, Yancy. You got
terrible
I like
question.
Can't we get a better question
there's
than
a,
that?
I
got a better answer.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm so. Sorry. Sorry,
this
Yancy.
This is why I started fighting, Yancy.
Nice.
There's two reasons why I started fighting. In high school, there was riots. And I always was like, oh, man, okay, I got to be able to you know, protect myself. That was cool. You know, that was the second reason. But the number one reason was... There's a fighter in school, and, you know, he wasn't the greatest-looking guy, so, you know, it was whatever. But he's a fighter, and he was getting some girls.
Isn't
I was
it
like,
amazing?
What? Yep. I was like, this guy getting chicks? I was like, I need to fight. And then I started fighting, and then that was like a whole BJ Penn era, and then I heard how much BJ Penn made after one of his fights. I was like, what? We can make money doing this? I wanted to be a K-1 fighter first. So I was doing I wanted to do K-1 kickboxing. And then the UFC and stuff. Then BJ Penn a couple years later, 2 years later when I was graduating. And then I saw the pay and I was like, damn, I need to get into this.
See that?
I have a question too, a follow-up question. Why were they rioting in your high school?
Oh, people just crazy. They just wanted to fight.
Like, oh, it wasn't racial? There was
no,
something
no,
happening?
They just wanted to fight. Like, people, like when I was pretty wild before. Like, people just wanted to fight. Like, hey, yeah, you didn't get fight, let's fight.
There's an area of Hawaii where there's people who are not, like, common.
So everybody was, like, during, like, the whole UFC. So there's a meme going around when the first UFC BJ Penn gym was made. There's, like, oh, the first UFC BJ Penn gym is being made in town. And people was like, wrong. There's a picture of my high school saying this was the first UFC gym.
Oh, that's funny, man.
That's what our school was.
So it was rough.
It wasn't like, it wasn't crazy. Like, I wouldn't say rough here, but people would street fight. You know?
Yeah, there was a lot of fighting.
Yeah, it wasn't weapons. It was just people would fight, and then like some would get out of hand, some would bring like, families would come and end up fighting. It was kind of wild, but it is what it is.
How long were you training before you started to get the girls and see the benefits of that?
Oh, yeah. I trained. My first fight was like 3 days, so 3 days after I started training. So
oh, you jumped right into it.
I just head. I'm about to dive in. Like how you,
girls are a motivator. They're a motivator.
They are a motivator.
They really are. Every great rock musician is, believe me, no one gets it. It's for the girls. That's why you get into it. Good for you. Okay, so he already kind of answered who inspired you to want to be. Let's see here. Okay.
Let's get a good juicy one.
You have them too, Matt, if you want to look.
Yeah, Jimmy's doing a good. I like to hear them as they're coming.
Yeah.
Fortnite.
Oh, you want me to work?
Fortnite or Black Ops 2?
Oh, this is a good one. Charmy. Let me think. Oh, wait, you're asking the champ?
You can go first.
I don't play the Fortnite.
Yeah?
I like Black Ops. Yeah. I don't. The Fortnite looks a little kiddie. I mean, it is kiddie. You're a fucking 44-year-old fucking man. It just seems so... I don't know. I just never got into it.
I like the Fortnite.
It looks cool.
Fortnite over. I like both of them, but I'll take Fortnite. I'll take Fortnite because a lot of my friends play Fortnite.
Okay. Now, obviously, yourself excluded, Stu. This is the last one. Bolanice wants to know favorite active male and female fighter and favorite fighter of all time.
Was that Spaghetti Bolanice? Who was that?
Favorite active. Favorite fighter of all time was Jens Pulver, Evil. I was actually nicknamed after him.
Oh.
Yeah, that was my nickname before.
He's a nice guy. Very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
he's
a cool dude. Yeah, I talked to him here and there.
Well, that was, how's very he doing? Nice.
He's doing super good. Yeah, he'd be playing Twitch and stuff all the time.
Yeah, he loves video games.
Yeah, he loves video games.
Give him my regards, please.
Yeah, for sure.
I like
Female fighter. I don't know. I like a bunch of them. I don't have a really favorite fighter right now. I don't focus too much on like. But I like certain people who fight and stuff, so it's cool.
Well, there's a great co-main for you guys too. Ioane and Jacek against Valentina Shevchenko.
Oh, wow.
That's you know, and Valentina went down in weight and Ioane went up.
Correct.
That's going to be an incredible fight. I want to see how Ioane does because she was complaining about weight cuts, and I think she said in the first fight with Rose that her weight cut was a little bit tough. So I'm interested to see how she does now that she doesn't have to worry about that at all.
Yeah, we see. I'm excited. I can't wait. That's like two men fighting. It's crazy. They both are violent women.
Yeah, they really
very
are.
Violent. Their fighting style is violent.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
And that's going to take place on its feet. Like, that's going to be, because Valentina, they both just like the scrap. And Valentina, she's such a badass. In her her off time, she's at the range, like, shooting all machine guns and she's got like a tattoo of a gun on her and everything. She's a bad chick,
and
man.
And she does like that little dance.
She does that dance too. I love that dance.
I don't know the dance.
I love that dance. Can you put that dance up first, please? And listen, people, don't get all weird and politically correct. I like El Kakui's dance too. I like guys' dances. Don't get weird on me. I'm a husband and a father.
Yeah.
Put that dance up there quick.
Yeah, it's like a.
We
it's
like the dance, Max.
It's like some kind of jig, you know.
Yeah, that
thing. I like a good dance.
Let's put that thing on, man.
I'm working on it.
Let's just see the dance.
You got to see Marab's dance. Marab does a nice dance. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Put that on there while dancing.
Yeah, here we go.
Go, nice. Valentina. It's your birthday. Go, Valentina. Let me see this thing. Oh, let me. Can you make it?
Why does she do that?
Look at that.
She does it after the fights usually.
Okay, after.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay. Look at her.
It's like a ballet.
You go, girl.
You know, she's like, she's cute.
Look at her. I get dizzy doing that.
Yeah.
Look at her. She goes, ready. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Do you do anything before the fight when they're announcing your name or no?
Stupid.
Like, is there anything, like Junior or Joe Dos Santos will walk out to the center of the octagon and make like the, you know, do you do any of that stuff or no?
My chance is I just lean back on my flag.
Right.
I do a lean back.
Okay. So, but you don't do anything like, you don't count down with Bruce Buffer.
Nah.
Good, yes, better. I always find guys are doomed when they do that. Whenever they're too into Bruce's intro, that's normally not a good sign.
Yeah, tell that to fucking Ling-a-Lang the other night. He kicked the shit out of that.
I'm not saying...
He fucking did good.
Li Zhang, yeah.
Li Zhang versus Zawada.
I'm not saying
right?
Not accepted.
Oh, thank you very much. Come down to that third. And him, before the fight, I actually paused it. And I paused it when he was face-to-face with Bruce Buffer yelling at him. And he's like grinning back. Fuck, man, I paused at the wrong time. That fucking nightmare is that. But he won.
He did win.
And he was as into it. I thought they were going to give. I thought they were going to jump up and do a fucking chest bump.
Third round TKO, right?
Oh, fuck yeah. What a good fight that
well,
was.
Well, Bruce Buffer gets into it, though.
Bruce Buffer is amazing. Yeah. But yeah, I just thought when fighters like count or say it with him, I'm like, oh, boy.
One day he's going to pop a fucking aneurysm in his head.
I always whenever he, because he points at you before he says something, so I point back at him. You know? I was like,
that's right.
It's an intense introduction, right?
That's how you get going, man. He's Man's a legend.
You feel he's it, though, guy. When you're saying your name. I mean, it's like, yeah. It, as a fan, even, he's like a part of it for me. He's a bigger part of the fight.
My first ever fight against the Poirier fight, when he was introducing my name, like, I almost fainted. Like, my knees was, like, weak. I was like, Max, don't faint. You're on FX TV right now. Millions of people is going to tease you.
Like, yeah, that would have gotten you a good teasing if you fainted during the introduction.
Yeah, for sure.
Bruce is awesome, man. It's got to be hard to be that enthusiastic for this long, for that many fights, and he's always enthusiastic.
Always, every time.
We really like Bruce.
All right, well, listen, Max, we love you, man. We're really, really psyched about this fight.
Did you have fun?
I had fun, yeah. Jimmy, put it away.
Jimmy, put your dick away.
It's staying out.
Put your dick away.
It's staying out through the phone.
The interview's over.
Everyone should see. I'm going to hang the belt off it.
You guys are some great people. If I had to hang out with two old people,
Boo! Oh, he got back. Listen to me. No, that's not a boo.
No,
that's a fucking applause.
Champion.
He got back. He got us back. He made up for that fucking lemon-ass seafood joke. That's a car crash. Listen to me. I'm wearing a sweatshirt, but you can tell I lost weight. No,
hey, you look good, bro. I don't wait.
Yeah, why am I whispering?
I don't know. There's a microphone.
I lost
in front of
weight.
Everyone hears it.
Do you think I lost weight? Yes or no?
He didn't know.
Yeah, you look good.
All right. That's the worst agree. Listen, I'm not going to look like a 26-year-old champ of the world who's fucking dresses money. You dress yourself. My wife dresses me. This is getting pathetic. Max, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me.
Your crew's nice, too. Look out. You didn't come in smiling. Give me your first name again. Alfred. Yes. Alfred came in like this was a fucking dojo storm. I was like, oh, fuck, he's eyeing me. And now look at him smiling.
Yeah.
Thank he you. Knows it's over.
He lost the smile.
All right.
Alfred.
All right.
Oh, it's a party. You want to plug something?
Max against Brian Ortega. Of course.
Oh, yeah. The big fight.
This is a tremendous fight. December the 8th from Toronto. And the Shevchenko against Jędrzejczyk as the co-main is an incredibly exciting fight. I'm really happy for you, man. You look great. You sound really good.
Thank you, boss.
And
such a good time.
You look like you're ready to go.
Thank you.
So it's a very tough fight. Good luck, man.
Thank you, boss.
All right, we'll be right back in the great Max Holloway. UFC featherweight contender Brian Ortega loves the fight.
So does Max.
Loves the strategy. And you know what else he loves, Matt?
Toyo tires!
That's right, Matt, because like T-City, Toyo tires are as tough as they come, and they are the official tires of the UFC, and they're the official tires for a reason. There's a lot to love about Toyo tires. They have proven on- and off-road capabilities, aggressive design, tires for any weather, and the toughness to back it all up. There's a confidence that comes with tough tires, so no matter what you're driving, no matter where you're driving, you can count on, go ahead, Matt,
Toyo tires!
Tough people love tough tires. If you're tough, these are the tires for you.
Toyo tires!
Next time you need tires, ask for Toyo, the official tire of the UFC. Learn more at toyotires.com/UFC. toyotires.com/UFC.
What up, everybody? This is CJ McCollum from the Portland Trailblazers. And here's a little taste of what we talked about on this week's Pull Up Podcast. Very special mini post-Game 7 episode of Pull Up. An epic Game 7 in Denver.
37 points, back-to-back, essentially closeout buckets. Why were you so successful last night?
I think it just really came down to my demeanor and mindset. Empty the clip, leave nothing out there. I wanted to say I did everything in my power, and I left all my bullets out there on the court and didn't bring anything home.
How do you shift to a completely new animal, an absolute monster in the Warriors?
In the playoffs, it just comes down to X's and O's and execution more so than anything else. The Warriors aren't going to run a lot of plays. They're going to run a lot of misdirection out of timeouts and late clock situations. But most of it's going to be mid pick and roll. It's going to be pin downs and flares and things of that nature for Klay and Steph. And a lot of transition. So you have to guard the 3-point line, get back in transition, and make it as difficult as possible on them. Don't forget to
pull up.
Subscribe and listen every week on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.
After a stressful game, it's only natural to need some well-deserved rest. Upgrade your current sleep situation because Mattress Firm is offering the best bed deal of the year. Get a king bed for a queen price or a queen bed for a twin price for savings of up to $700. Plus, take home a free adjustable base up to a $699 value. That's $699 for free. You'll only find these deals during Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale. So don't miss your chance to start sleeping like a pro. Shop now at mattressfirm.com/sale. There's nothing worse than being uncomfortable in bed. It's horrible. You're not rested the next day. You suck at work. Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale is offering the best bed deal of the year. Save up to $700 when you get a king bed for a queen price or a queen bed for a twin price. Plus, take home a free adjustable base that's up to a $699 value. Free. Visit mattressfirm.com/sale for more details. Before we close up, too, I want to thank you to Max Holloway and his team for coming in. I love Max. He's such a genuinely good guy.
He is. That was fun.
We have to pick fights. We have... now, we're not picking... of course, Max and Brian are not fighting until a week from this Saturday. So we'll do that next week.
Yeah.
We're going to pick the Ultimate Fighter 28 finale, Dos Anjos versus Kamaru Usman. That's Friday the 30th from Vegas. This is a tough fight to pick.
Yeah, we'll just pick the main event for that one because the finalists haven't been picked yet.
Put the picks up there, please.
This is just Usman, Dos Anjos. Now,
there we go.
What are their records? What is Usman's record?
Let me.
And what did RDA do in his last fight?
RDA is coming off a loss to Colby Covington in his last fight.
This is a five-rounder, huh?
Yeah, it's a five-rounder. And that was a five-round loss to Colby because that was a main event. And so, and Kamaru, I mean, he's on
it's very similar. Yeah. It's similar, except I think this is what I think. Well, you want to go first?
Well, I was just going to say, so Kamara's on a 12-fight win streak, but he's coming off
Is he also on a 12-fight win streak? No.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So him and Holloway are both on 12-fight win streaks?
Yeah, 12, yep. Wow. And he's coming off the win over Damian Maia.
You know, I'll be honest, here's who I'm going to take. I'm going to take Usman.
Yep. You're right.
Third round.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
TKO. Because I think RDA is going to be extremely hard to submit.
Yeah.
He's so good with his jiu-jitsu. I'm going to take a third round TKO by Usman.
Yeah, I don't mind that pick. All right.
This is the problem here.
It's a tough fight to pick.
I believe he's more dangerous than Colby Covington on his feet, Usman. But... he doesn't have the volume that Colby does. Colby is a pressure fighter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He does wear guys down. And that's what he did to RDA. Could he make something happen on the floor if this goes to the floor? That's the thing. Off his back.
Could RDA make something happen?
Yes, could RDA happen? I'm sorry. I'm thinking this in my head. Man, I love I believe that I think RDA is a tough dude, and I think he's going to be out hustled again. Just I think the takedowns are going to be the difference. I think Usman's going to be too tough on top for him to get a reversal. I mean, and too slick to get a finish. I believe it's going to go to distance. I'm going to say Usman by decision.
Yeah, I have exactly the same thing. I think it's going to be, unfortunately for RDA, maybe a repeat of what happened with Colby. Maybe a little worse. You're right. But, I have Usman by decision as well. Yeah. So that's the pick we'll make for that, because then we'll also pick there's fights on Saturday night just other points of interest on the tough finale. Obviously, you got the heavyweight and women's featherweight finalists fighting to win the Ultimate Fighter. Antonina Shevchenko, Valentina's sister, is making her UFC debut.
Oh.
Joseph Benavidez versus Alex Perez is on the prelims on that. And Tim Means is on the Fight Pass prelims, somebody we've talked to before. So, that's a good card.
Awesome.
And there's Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on FS1.
Now, UFC Fight Night, Dos Santos versus Tuivasa, December 1st from Australia. And I guess that's why Dana was there doing some pre...
He was setting up the Gaslam Whitaker,
correct. Yes, this is also from Australia, yes.
Yeah. So this is from Adelaide, Australia, this Saturday night as well.
So... let's see.
Are we getting picks up, or do we have picks?
Oh yeah, you should have the card in front of you there, but I'll pull it up.
And we're doing what? What are we doing? The main.
Yeah, we'll do the main card for this one. So
because there's some guys that I'd like to see the pitch.
Paul Craig against Jimmy. Is it Crute? How you say his last name?
Yeah, it's Jimmy Crute. So he's from Australia. He was on the Contender Series first round knockout. He's 8-0. He's a big prospect.
What is Paul? What is Paul Craig's record?
I can pull it up now. I know Paul Craig is coming off of a come from behind win against Magomed Ankalaev. It was like 4 minutes. It was last second of the fight.
Sure.
He was losing, and he ended up pulling off a triangle choke late.
I remember that, I think.
Yeah, and prior to that, he had lost two straight to Tyson Pedro, knockout, Khalil Roundtree, knockout. So he's 1-2 in his last two fights, but he's coming off of a really impressive
Jim Crute's last?
His last...
8-0.
Yeah, he's 8-0, but he was last on the Contender Series first round knockout.
I'm going Jim Crute, first round knockout.
I'm going to take Crute in the second round knockout.
I was thinking about second round too, but I'm going.
It's his first UFC fight, so there's going to be some jitters, and a lot of times that will help a guy. But he also
he doesn't know how to lose.
Yeah, but a lot of times those guys, you know, again, he's fighting at a higher level now. Probably these are probably better fighters than he's used to.
Yep.
So I'm going to take Jim Crute in second round.
He's taking a book out of the Roundtree's book. I don't know.
And I actually also am taking Jimmy Crute by first round knockout.
Okay.
All right. Next fight up, Matt, somebody you really like, Jake Matthews, taking on Tony Martin.
No, it's not the next fight.
Saman Mokhtarian and Sadiq Youssef.
Now, Mokhtarian is 8-0 as well, also making his UFC debut.
Yep.
And another one is making a UFC debut after unanimous decision when he's 7-1. These are very evenly matched guys.
Yeah.
And wait, who fought in the UFC before? Youssef.
No, they're both making their debuts. Sadiq Youssef was on the Contender Series, whereas Mokhtarian, he's from Australia, so he's been fighting in like the regional scene in Australia.
And who and where's Youssef from?
Like what camp is he from?
No, where is he from in general? Like where you said that Suman's from Australia. Where is Youssef from?
I think he's just from the East Coast in
is he?
The United States. Yeah.
And who's he trained with? You know?
I'm taking a look real quick. Oh, Team Lloyd Irvin. So,
oh, okay. Yep. They're good.
Yeah.
I know Lloyd.
That's James Vick.
I'm going with Youssef by decision.
All right.
Youssef.
I will take Mokhtarian by decision. I think he goes to 9-0.
All right. You have my decision. I'm actually going to take Mokhtarian by second round submission. Huh? All right.
Interesting.
Now I apologize. Here's Jake Matthews and Tony Martin.
What did they both do in their last fights?
Jake Matthews is on a 3-fight win streak. He has a split decision win over Bojan Velikovic. He has a unanimous decision over Li Jinglong, who we were just talking about.
Yep.
And he's coming off of a rear naked choke win over Shinzo Anzai in his last fight. Tony Martin is coming off of a knockout of Ryan LaFlair. He's on a 2-fight win streak.
Yeah, that was Ryan's last fight.
Yeah, so that's a quick bounce back, too. That was just in October.
And wait, Martin, how many fights does Martin have in the UFC?
He has 10 fights in the UFC.
He has 10 fights in the UFC? What's his record in the UFC?
6-4, it looks like. Yep, 6-4.
Man, he looked really... And is that mostly at welterweight or no?
He fought at lightweight and then he came back. So he was at lightweight for a while and then he returned to welterweight for his last two fights. So he's on a 2-fight win streak back at welterweight.
Wow. Which he obviously made a difference. He looked really good.
Yeah.
Versus Ryan. But what stands out to me with this Jake Matthews is that fight that he had with, who we were just talking about.
Yes.
And that showed a lot of heart.
Very, very tough. Yes.
That was a good fight. And that's enough to... That sold me on
yeah.
Jake
oh, and
Matthews.
For what it's worth, I mean, he's on a 3-fight win streak back at welterweight as well. He was at lightweight, now he's back at welterweight. So, two guys on streaks back at welterweight.
I'm going to take Matthews.
Yep.
Second round, TKO.
All right.
And I may be wrong.
I'm going to take.
You haven't been lately.
He hasn't been.
Loving
wrong.
The Lord is wrong. I don't want to be right.
He has not been wrong, but let's say that this Tony Martin's a tough kid. I'm going to say Jake Matthews by decision, though.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a battle.
I agree. I actually have Matthews by decision as well, but I think this is going to be a really. This could be a fight of the night type fight.
Could be. Yeah, could be. Could be.
Could be, sir. Next up is Mark Hunt, the Super Samoan, versus Justin. Willis.
Justin Willis, tell me about him. He looked good on the, he was on the Contender Series, wasn't he?
No, so he's...
I'm way off.
His last...
Where did I see him?
His last fight was against, I think it was in Atlantic City, against Chase Sherman. It was a unanimous decision win over Chase
What's
Sherman.
What's his record, Justin?
He's 7-1. He lost his first fight, and then he's won the rest.
How'd he win, his last few, and what does it look like?
It was a decision win over Chase Sherman. But he had, Sherman's a super tough guy. I mean, they were landing on each other, so that was a back and forth
fight.
He knocked out Alan Crowder in the fight before that, and then he had a decision win over James Mulhern in his UFC debut.
Now let me ask you something. Sure. Mark Hunt has what's his last couple of fights been?
Mark Hunt last fought. I'm just trying to look at the
date. Justin grappling much? Or is it mostly he's mostly banging? No, or am I off with that?
Yeah, I mean he trains at AKA, so I would you know, I mean, obviously, he's working on his striking more than that, but I believe he has a wrestling background.
Does he have a wrestling background?
He played football through high school.
Well, is it being able to tackle? And yeah. Then it's being able to do a fucking single to double. And
yeah, so I'm not seeing a ton about his wrestling, but it was more of a stand-up fight against Chase Sherman. I know that. So, and he's knocked guys out as well. Mark Hunt is on a 2-fight losing streak. Unanimous decision loss to Curtis Blaydes, and then he was submitted by Alexei Olenek in Russia.
Here's my pick for this fight.
Okay.
Mark Hunt, first round knockout. He's due.
Oh, my goodness. You said that so...
And this guy is traded. Justin Willis was trading with Chase Sherman.
Yes.
I don't think you want to trade with Mark Hunt.
No.
I'm going to say Mark Hunt...
Go on now.
I'm going to say Mark Hunt, second round. Okay, yo, we'll find him in a second.
We have all the same picks today, Matt. I have Mark Hunt by second round knockout as well.
Strange.
All right, you guys. Did you see the paper that I do not have any? A paper? I don't know. I don't have a fucking. What I do not have written down? I don't have that written down, so it doesn't make sense. What do we got?
Co-main event of the evening, Mauricio Shogun Hua versus Tyson Pedro, which is a real, old guard, new guard. Type of fight. This is a fun one.
They both come off losses, am I correct?
How old is he, Marcio?
Shogun is 37 now. Tyson Pedro is 27. Tyson Pedro is coming off a loss. He was submitted by OSP in his last fight.
That's right.
But he hurt OSP early in that fight and then lost later in the first round.
Fight before that, Pedro, who did he beat?
He had a Kimura victory over Saperbek Safarov. In his fight before that. So he's 1-1 in his last two. And Shogun's coming off of a pretty tough loss to Anthony Smith.
I am taking Tyson Pedro's second round submission.
Interesting. All right.
Daddy knows.
I will take your Tyson Pedro second round submission, and I'll match it. I will match it with a Shogun Rua second round submission.
Okay.
All right.
Daddy knows.
I just want to make it spicy. Ooh, Daddy knows. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. You little shit.
Daddy is not.
I'm going to take Tyson Pedro at home, second round knockout.
Ooh, this is very exciting.
Now, Tui Voss is undefeated. Am I correct?
Tatui.
Yes, he is. And he's coming off of a tough fight that you arguably thought Arlovsky won that fight in Chicago, Jimmy, if I remember correctly.
I did, yes.
I was there for that one. I thought in the arena it felt like Tui Vasa won. I haven't rewatched that fight. He's 8-0, coming off a unanimous decision over Andre Arlovsky, and he's fighting...
JDS. Now, Junior's last fight...
was against Blagoj Ivanov. That, and then he was out for a while, JDS, because of all the USADA stuff, which he was cleared for. But
and how old is he, 37?
No, Junior's only 34. He's just been around forever. Right, okay. Feel like,
and how old is Ty?
He's in his, let me see. He's 25. So he's still right at the start of his career.
Shit. I don't know.
I know. It's a tough one.
It's a real tough one.
Because Junior looked really good early against Blagoj Ivanov. And then as the fight went on, I felt like he, not faded, but obviously he got a little tired as the fight went on. And then Blagoj started to come back. That was
I'm
going to
take Tui Vasa. I don't know how.
Junior Dos Santos, first round KO.
Okay.
I'm getting, listen to me. I know what you're saying. What are you saying? This guy's a young kid.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you listen to me. You see Junior when he hit Cain Velasquez? Did you see that?
Yeah, top of the head.
Yeah, all it takes is one.
That was a freak shot, though. He bopped Cain the way Ngannou bopped Curtis Blaydes, right on the top of the head.
100%. Very similar punch.
I'm going to say Tui Vasa, fourth round TKO.
All right.
Oh, my God. It's exciting.
Matt, you said JDS first round knockout. I'm going to go with Tui Vasa. This is a really tough. I went back and forth on this one a lot. But I am going to take Tui Vasa by third round knockout. I think he'll weather the early rounds with Junior, and then he'll be able to land something a little bit later. Tui Vasa's wild, too. He'll throw a flying knee.
That's what I'm banking on.
Well, this was,
this was interesting.
This was awesome. Thank you to Max Holloway, who I love, for coming in.
You're going
to
thank
yeah,
me.
He's great, man.
You don't have to thank me.
Thank you to Matt for eventually
Max
coming
and
in.
Matt. I don't know why you're going to say thanks to Matt.
Hey, by the way, for people, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have listened to it if they listen to this show a lot, but definitely go back. UF249, our episode that came out on Tuesday.
Jones and Dana.
Yeah, John Jones interview, and then the Dana White interview.
Is
was
that
it was a great. Very good interview, yeah.
I listened to it. It was really good.
Yeah.
He was going off on Oscar De La Hoya.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I think people, I saw it all over the place. I mean, he's gotten a lot of attention for it, but I think it's because, you know, obviously it's fun when Dana goes off on somebody, but he's right about that, though. Like, he really loves Chuck Liddell. He shouldn't have, that shouldn't have gone down like that.
And, and on the topic, just really quick, we're getting out of here. That fight, I know what annoyed me when Tito went, and listen, it's upsetting the way he went down. I mean, you're happy for Tito, that's great, but. At least let Tito celebrate. Why is the boxing? What is with the commission? Why are they so weird?
He digs the grave.
Yeah, everybody's jumping in. But they're taking like they're like trying to hold them and get in way. And I see a lot of that in these different like organizations. For some reason I don't see that like in the UFC.
No,
that happens at other or places. I used to see that in Strikeforce. Where was that? I was in California.
Yeah.
What's the matter with these fucking people?
I don't know.
Relax. Just relax there, red coats, whatever the hell you're wearing. Yes, calm the fuck down, man.
Let them celebrate.
They're jumping in there. Oh, nope. Now you're by the cage, and now you're up. Oh, stay right here. Dude, he's not a fucking pit bull.
Maybe
he's
they're stricter after the Khabib thing.
Nah, they got to calm the fuck down. All right, everybody.
We will be back in a few days. Come see the Chip Chipperson podcast live in Philadelphia December 7th at the Fillmore Theater. And listen, thanks to Max Holloway. We hopefully this coming Tuesday have Brian Ortega, and we're working on Joanna for either Tuesday or Thursday.
Yeah, and Valentina, possibly.
Oh, and Valentina, great. So
things are banging here at UFC Unfiltered.
Oh, Matt with the fresh talk. Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Radio.com, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It's not my business.
Having a team feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.